have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Also, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. If my bad, I'm running late, folks. Everything is fine. The engineers got it all together. The workers are fine. No problem with the instrument. It was just me coming in late. I'm black. You black. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Brand new biblical question. And if you missed yesterday's fellowship, I highly recommend that you podcast at rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. It is amazing. My brand new biblical question. And it's another doozy. And again, it's to encourage you to think and know for yourself. Not because I said it, or your mama said it, or your daddy said it. Some expert with phony degrees said it. PhDs, MSDs, psychiatrist, psychologist, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. You don't want to believe it because someone said it. You want to know it for yourself. If that person know it, why can't you know it for yourself? You know what I mean? You are an individual. Well, you're supposed to be. Most people have a group thinking mentality, so they're a groupie. But there are one or two people pulled away from the crowd and become an individual again. But it's an amazing question. What do you value? Oh, no, that's not it. What connects you with the physical world? What connects you with the physical world? Be in the world but not of it. What connects you with the physical world? It's such an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessileepeterson.com/show. jessileepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy doing whatever it is you're doing, no matter where you are, anywhere in the world, and for the flat earth, up and down the world, for the round earthers around the world, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on at 641-793-1500. You can be listening while you're exercising, laying up at the beach, or committing a crime, or being committed on you, or whatever. Or someone trying to hurt you, you're in misery. You still could be listening to the show. Isn't that amazing? And that's the Talk Stream listen line at 641-793-1500. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessileepeterson.com. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. Happy Easter. Happy belated Easter. I want to ask Hank and my producer a question about Easter. If they can come into the studio. I just realized they are two of the experts here on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I just realized I wanted to ask them a question about Easter. And they didn't know that I was going to do it. It just occurred to me. Who is older, you or Hate? This is Sean, my producer, and one of the experts on JesseLeePeterson.com. And this is Hake of the HakeReport.com and an old producer of the JRP Talk and an expert. So Hake is older than you? Okay, I'll start with Hake. When growing up concerning Easter, what are some of the things that, as a kid all the way up to adulthood, that you remember about Easter that doesn't exist anymore, it seems?
Oh, man, that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it seems. Well, yeah, what are your fond memories about Easter?
Okay, if that's you have easier. Any. Going to Grandma's house?
For some reason, I don't hear you in my mic, in my headset. I hear you out there.
Yeah.
But it's not coming through my headset for some reason. But go ahead.
Going to Grandma's house, getting the basket, or finding the basket, and going swimming, because Easter is the first day that you go swimming.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Spring.
Really? Yeah.
If you put that on, you be
a nice spring swim.
Yep.
So Easter was the first day of swimming?
Yeah.
Well, for me down in Alabama, we swam in the creek. Every day was swimming day.
Even in the winter?
Well, we didn't swim in the winter, but during the summers.
Sounds great. Awesome.
We just do a jump in the river.
Nice.
I mean, in the lake, whatever. Yeah. In the creek. We swam in the creek.
A swimming hole.
Right. So repeat it again.
Getting the Easter baskets, finding them, because sometimes you have to find your Easter basket.
Thank you, Nick.
It would be hidden throughout my grandma's house, grandma and grandpa's house. Right. And then seeing cousins I would see my brothers and sisters all the time, but seeing my cousins and playing and going swimming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what are your fond memories about growing up as a kid about Easter?
Well, it was...
Joel, because Joel Black, he may remember like I remember. White, y'all doing all that swimming, y'all first day of swimming. Who think about first day of swimming? Every day is swimming day. But go ahead. Joel, come.
In a pool, too, not a creek.
I know, in a pool, not a creek.
I remember the first time when I first got here a year ago, and it was my first time here in the studio, like, talking to you like this.
Right.
And you you leaned over and you go, "You was Paul?" And I was like, "What? Did I have a pool?" I had no idea what you were talking about.
You bet.
But anyway, I would wake up and there would be a basket of candy, you know, a lot of chocolate, like chocolate bunnies and eggs and stuff.
Right.
And it was also just beautiful because it was like, you know, one of the first days of spring and it was, you know, flowers and vegetation and stuff. And, you know, it was just nice to be out of winter, I guess. And then we would hard boil.
It would be nice to be out of winter.
Yeah.
And you thought of that as a kid, that we're out of winter?
Well, I would just think of the fact that it was a nice, peaceful Sunday.
Right.
And you look outside and the flowers are starting to bloom. You know, everything's moist and wet because it's spring and it's raining. That's what I would think of. I was like, and then, you know, the basket of candy. And then we would hard boil a bunch of eggs and we would paint them.
Nice.
Dye them or paint them?
Dye them. We would dye them and then we would decorate the dyed eggs. So we would dye them in all different colors. Like we'd have a bowl and we'd let them soak in the bowl. And I remember it smelled like vinegar because I guess vinegar was part of the recipe to dye them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then we would paint the dyed eggs. And I just knew deep down that my eggs were the coolest ones out of the bunch. Like they were the best designed eggs.
And so would you be thinking about the first day of swimming too?
No, we didn't have a pool, so I don't know. And it's I go swimming like that. We had a creek. We did have a creek.
You pool like us.
We was Poe.
Joel, you black. And Joel is the host of Joel Fried the TV Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. What are your, as a kid to adulthood, what are your fond memories about Easter?
Well, kind of like Sean was saying, we would paint the eggs as well. They would be dyed, like he was saying. And then, but when they were already dyed, when I woke up, So my brother and I would, and my sister, we would go and decorate the dyed eggs, and then we would never eat them.
Right.
We would just decorate them and then leave them as that and throw them away.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they never got eaten.
Why not?
Because we would go and do the Easter egg hunt and have, like, the candy and the money, like, in the plastic eggs, and they would be hidden out in the yard, and we would go find those, and that was our excitement. We didn't care nothing about no dyed eggs.
So hard-boiled eggs, who likes that?
When you were a kid, they would put money in plastic eggs?
They would put mostly candy, and then they would put, like one egg would have, like, a jackpot.
When you were like a kid, they were doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
We can wait for Easter, get some money. Now, it was mainly nice. It was mainly about the candy, because it was only like $5. It wasn't anything crazy, but it was mainly about finding the candy, who can get the most candy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Joel Fried, the TV, he's also one of the experts here.
I remember another thing, can I say?
Oh, yeah.
We were a little spoiled. When we would wake up, we would have presents. We would have like an Easter basket, and in the Easter basket, it would have like a bunch of candies, but it would also have like little toys involved. So it was kind of like a low graded version of Christmas.
Nice.
What a shame. And Hassan is also the engineer and expert here as well. What are your fond memories about Easter as a kid up until adulthood?
Yeah, pretty similar to Joel. We would I would wake up, we'd have the Easter basket and a lot of peeps and chocolate. I used to like the chocolate Jesus.
Would you eat him?
Yeah, the chocolate Jesus.
And why?
Why would I eat it?
Why did you like the chocolate Jesus?
Oh, I don't know. I just would think it was funny, and then I thought there was a cool song, Chocolate Jesus.
As a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but anyway, but yeah, so, and I used to, yeah, like going to church and getting like bright colors, wearing bright colors.
Oh, no wonder you had on that mess yesterday.
Yeah.
And what is your impression of Easter today as an adult?
Yeah, today, very different. And I loved yesterday's church because it was interesting to hear you ask everybody and to hear people's responses and then how we've kind of strayed away from everything, of the purpose of everything in a lot of ways. But, yeah, just to kind of remember that, you know, we know some of the reasons of Easter and Christ redeeming us and paying the cost and all this, but it's interesting to think about it with the whole, how I see it, defeating death so that we can live and all this stuff. So, yeah, it's a nice day of lamenting and reflecting.
How do you see Easter now today, Joel, as an adult?
Well, there's a few traditions that we used to do when I was younger. Like, we used to fast before. Well, we used to like give up one thing that we were like were really into for a certain time period. So, like, from, I don't remember what dates it was. What, February or something?
You used to fast?
Yeah, we used to like fast a
for Easter.
From Ash Wednesday?
Right. From like then to Easter, and Easter would be the last day.
You would fast?
Yeah, we would fast.
Fast from what?
Well, we would just give up. We would give up something.
What would you give up?
So like, say like, for example, I like donuts. I would give up like donuts until Easter.
And so did you truly give them up, or
yeah,
would you sneak around and eat them?
No, we really gave it up. We really like took it serious, the whole family.
Oh, okay.
But because of that, it just was like a little subtle reminder. But back then, it wasn't like I didn't really notice the value of it till growing up. But then I just see how it relates to, you know, enduring the ego and, you know, dying, you know, dying on the cross, so to speak.
Oh.
So I definitely see.
You saw him?
Yeah.
You went.
On fire with the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Yeah. I definitely see the value in it now as an adult when it comes to that stuff. And I've
Nick is getting the fall out there, folks. Just be patient. Go ahead.
I've still held on to some of those things.
So. Oh, okay. And Sean, how do you see Easter today as an adult?
Honestly, I see it as a day where something's gonna go wrong. Like, I know that's crazy, but nowadays, if something doesn't happen on a major holiday, some sort of tragedy or whatever, I'm surprised when it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be surprised, like, wow, that's crazy that happened today. But now, if an Easter rolls around, you know that, you know, Christians are under attack. Like, if something doesn't happen, I'm surprised.
Amazing.
You know, if you go one day now where, like, something doesn't happen, I'm like, wow, it's crazy.
That's interesting.
So I don't have any concept of, you know, the death and rebirth and stuff. That's never been on my mind during Easter, and it still isn't, to be honest. But I think of it more in a physical way, like.
But not anything about the rebirth and all that?
Not really.
Amazing. Your daddy know that? You think that way?
Hey, Pa.
I know. Hey, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. hey, how do you see it now, today, as an adult? Easter.
I still like it. I already kind of like Sundays, especially Sunday mornings, Sunday church, and the daytime and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I see it as a time to see family a little bit. And it's just like a special Sunday on top of the Sunday already being nice.
Amazing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
When I reflect on Easter as a kid growing up, it was one of the most enjoyable times of my life. It really was. Because my grandmother would tell us, we had a hen house. Y'all know what a hen house is.
I heard of it.
Y'all know what a hen house is?
That's at the Fox Guards.
No. What?
That's at the Fox Guards.
Hen house is where you build and then you put the chickens in there and raise chickens. And the chickens, we made a nest in the hen house so the chicken can go in there and lay some eggs. And so my grandmother would tell me, or one of my other cousins, go out there and get a basket of eggs. We're going to dye some eggs tonight for Easter tomorrow. And it was one of the night before Easter. It was amazing. And then that Sunday morning, we would go to church, and all the adults from different homes would bring baskets of eggs, right? And while we were in there having church, the adults would sneak outside and hide the eggs. And sometimes I'd be looking through the window to try to see where they are. But they wouldn't allow you to do that. And then so after church, we were all scattered. The kids, all of us, were scattered across the churchyard because our church was in woods, out in the environment.
Nice.
And they would have grass and trees and everything. And so we would have to go and find the eggs. And I remember I tried to find as many as possible because afterward you can eat all your eggs if you want or you can share. And those eggs used to be so good.
Hard-boiled?
Hard-boiled eggs. Yeah, hard-boiled eggs. And then to the point that I would, not just me, but other kids would take some to school that Monday morning and half a lunch or share with friends, and they were still good. And yes, we used to have the candy too, but the eggs were more important than the candy.
Nice.
Though the candy was good, but the eggs were delicious. But it was so much fun.
Did Did Punchy share his eggs?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Reluctantly, I would share some, but I'd be mad about sharing. Like here. Let me ask him my age.
Hurry up before I change my mind.
Right. But it was so much fun. And now what I see, for the most part, is not really eggs. They're plastic.
Yeah.
And when you open them up, they have candy in it. Nice. Where are the real eggs?
Yeah. It's the real eggs are for dyeing and then looking at.
What?
The real eggs are for dyeing them and looking at them.
But not eating them?
Not me. Other people can eat them.
You don't like eggs?
I only like scrambled eggs, not runny. Well done.
No, I'm talking about boiled eggs.
No.
Oh, you ever had deviled eggs?
Yes. Oof. Oh, man.
So good.
Yes.
Anyway.
Eggs are too expensive under the Joe Biden administration.
Yeah. Right. You said that again. But I think that the market, the sales people out there have made the people think that they want plastic egg with candy and stuff and all that rather than the real deal. Well, it's like they deal with the animal. They make you think you love animal more than people for the money.
God forbid the kids are bored with regular eggs.
Right.
They need to give them the thrill of having candy. And
yeah.
With candy, we need Obamacare because we with candy, we have childhood obesity.
Right.
Diabetes, heart problems, all that stuff.
I mean, well, I don't think it was that deep. I think it was I just think it was like as long as the celebration stayed alive, and that's what it has. Like from then,
but
to,
we would be in the
then, but even then, in your time, you guys would go and hunt the eggs. That was the fun of it, was finding the eggs.
Right.
It wasn't so much coming down to the hard boil versus the candy. It was more the fun.
The hard boil, it was delicious.
Right, also,
better than the candy, to be honest, at that time. And they were not putting money in the candy and sues us with money.
But it wasn't, but that's not what's happening
now. It
takes
the fun away.
No, it's still fun.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet it is fun of money as a kid.
Yeah.
Y'all had money?
I liked Chinese New Year for the money. We would get these red envelopes from our friends' mothers and have money in these red envelopes. But that's only Chinese New Year.
I know nothing about that.
Well, you didn't grow up in SGV.
They have taken the fun out of life and made everything about money.
Terrible.
Who want to go out and find plastic egg with candy in it?
That's fun, though. That's fun for the kids.
If it's good candy, it's cool.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
That's because the kids don't know it better. I wanted to play you before we go to break what Easter looked like now. This is from Fox. Back in 2019, the Easter Bunny found himself in some trouble. A fight started, and the bunny jumped in until an Orlando police officer broke it up. Watch this from Instagram.
Well,
we don't have time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll play that and then your phone call when I come back.
Wait, I have a quick question. So the whole church service was outside?
No, the church service is inside.
Oh, okay.
And some of the adults was outside hiding the eggs.
Okay, got it.
Oh, we would sometimes have a sunrise service.
We did too.
That's right. We would go early.
Yeah, we would.
Nice.
And stay until after midnight.
Whoa.
Back in a moment. Well, that's when it's the next day. It's Easter Sunday after 12:01.
Right.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Thank you. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. There is a line open right now. Talking about before and after what Easter is like now compared to what it was in the good old days. Everything has changed, and not for the best, for the worse. And I want to show you all, before I let my experts go, I want to show you, we talked about what Easter was like back then and what it's like now. This is from Fox. Back in 2019, the Easter Bunny found himself in some trouble. A fight started, and the bunny jumped in until an Orlando police officer broke it up. This is what Easter looked like today. Watch this from Instagram.
I got it all, bro. He was shaking. He was shaking. The Easter Bunny was shaking.
That's what Easter looked like now. And you say, Hassan?
Yeah, unbelievable. definitely far away from chocolate Jesus.
What a mess. And Joel, you say?
That's the ghetto bunny. We didn't have that one.
Sean, you say?
It's just representative. It's so representative of the times in one video.
You were making a good point during the break that now at Easter time, you expect stupid stuff to happen instead.
Yeah. I mean, I'm starting to think that the entire industrial revolution, like everything, cars, electricity, I think it was all a net negative for humanity.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's obvious that it was all positive. People will say, "Oh, well, look at medicine, you know, oh, look at the advances in medicine, people are living longer." Or they'll say, you know, look at genealogy, and now we can find serial killers from 40 years ago because of the DNA that we have and the technology. It's like, I don't, maybe, but I think it's a net negative for everybody.
And though people are living longer, they are on all kinds of medication, so their insides are all destroyed.
Yeah, and a lot of time the medication makes it worse. You know?
And they're allowed to do more evil in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
They said, I heard a quote one time about a town, and it was the first time the town got phones, like the phone lines came into town, and some guy said, "Oh, great, now we can get bad news faster."
That's for sure. What a mess. And you say?
Was the Easter Bunny black on the inside?
I was wondering the same thing. Did he move like a white guy or a black guy?
I couldn't tell.
Did he move like a black guy or a white guy?
He looked black influenced.
the other person that was fighting with the white person, was that a black person?
I was focused on the animal, on the bunny. On the bunny.
Like these mascots that go wild.
Can you imagine out there looking for some eggs, you remember a bunny like that?
Maybe he's being like Jesus, though. Coming fighting. With a sword.
Oh, he had his fist.
Yeah.
Amazing. So things have really changed, and not for the best. I don't know one thing that has changed for the best. And end of this, and then get to the phone call. One thing that has changed for the best, Haik.
Since the Industrial Revolution?
Yeah.
The Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
Nice.
Yeah.
One thing that has changed for the best.
I have a cool thing in my car where I can prop my phone up and see it. You know, like.
But do you not have a phone to put in the car?
Right.
Oh, so that's not the best now, because people have an accident every day. They're looking at the phone. Whereas we didn't have those kind of phones. The accident wasn't happening for that reason.
Cancel those words, though. Sean is not people. Sean's not having accidents.
I'm trying to think of one good thing. I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know.
You can't think of one good thing? Oh. One good thing, Joel Friday TV.
AI, no, I'm just playing. I have to think about it. I really have to think about that one.
one thing that has changed for the best, Hassan. And Nick is getting the calls out there. He'll be right with you, Paul. Just hold on.
I mean, it's definitely created a lot of bad, but I would have to say the internet because...
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Well, I just would have to say it because even though I've lived down the street from here the whole time, I still wouldn't have found you without the internet. Yeah. So the internet is, yeah, it's a gift and a curse, but I think...
Internet probably the worst thing that has ever happened.
Yeah,
right.
Also the
look
best.
At the kids, how addicted they are and unconscious they are.
What? It's a good
and look
thing.
At the parents.
They're
the
committing
first thing
suicide.
They do when the baby born, they throw the internet in front of the little baby.
But it could be the problem and the solution.
Well, but it's a good thing because a lot of the truth that's coming out about the lies that the mainstream media is told is coming out through the internet, and people are no longer have to or even have to believe the lies in the mainstream media. So I think there's a lot of good that has come out of the internet. Bad too, but.
Amazing.
Mainstream media doesn't lie.
Yeah, that's true.
Amazing. Last word, Hake.
April Fool's.
Oh, yeah, today is April Fool's Day.
Yep.
Do you know what that means, how that came about?
I read on Comedy Nonsense Network just now, getting ready for my morning update, that it started in the 1500s, but no, I don't know how it came about.
Do you know how that came? I know you already know, right?
No.
Oh, you don't know how April Fool came about? I have a little history. Do you know, Joel?
No, I don't know.
I'm sorry?
No.
You want to see your mic?
No.
You try to look at the internet. It ain't worried about the mic.
No, I don't know.
Do you know, sir?
I mean, I feel like it has something to do with, like, the kings and the jesters and the... Of the time,
you feel that way?
Yeah. If I had a hunch,
that's an explanation of what April Fool's is like today.
Oh, that's what it's like today. Yeah. So that won't help us understand where it came from.
No.
Oh yeah.
But I'm close, right?
What?
I am close.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. I don't know how it came about. But I know April Fool's Day used to be a fun day.
Yeah.
Because we would go to school, we all play little jokes on each other, and I bet you they have taken the fun out of that, too. Amazing. Last word, Hake.
Nice.
Last word, Sean.
I wanted to answer last week's biblical question. What do you value?
What do you value?
In all seriousness, I value, like, the
fall. What do you value in life?
The fall, like autumn. Like, the fall in Central New York,
right,
is something I value. It's if you've never experienced it before, it's like unbelievably beautiful. So I know that's like a physical thing. It's not like a value you would think of, like, oh, I value friendship or, you know, but that's something I always think about. You know what I mean? Like, that time and place for me is something that I, you know, something I value.
Really?
So
what was so special about fall in New York? As opposed to Alabama, anywhere?
Well, like, it's colder in New York than it does in Alabama. So that cold snap that happens in September, October, and the leaves starting to change. I mean, I could talk about it I can go on and on and on. But it's just like the smell in the air, the sights, the sounds.
Really?
You know, mostly just the weather. But, you know, it's also like when school starts and Halloween and... Thanksgiving, you know, like stuff like that. You know, that season and that place is something that I value.
Growing up in Alabama, I remember as a kid and a teenager the changes when they would happen. And you knew there was a different in the changes too, the colors and everything. But I did have a great appreciation for it without realizing I did until I moved out here and didn't have it anymore.
I mean, I you know, yeah. I get why people would move out here in Arizona, like, old, you know, people who want longevity and they like this kind of weather. But the seasons, I mean, are something, if you've never experienced it before.
Right.
Certain streets have nice fall colors on some of the trees.
Yeah, sometimes.
On some streets.
Out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do see that sometimes.
A little bit.
Amazing. Last word, Joel Friday, TV.
Yeah, I hate spring because it's allergy season. And
oh, beta.
And it messes up everything. So that's my last words.
Were you a sickly child?
Yes, very, very much so.
I can't see you.
To this day.
Very much so. But not to this day, though.
What are you looking up there at?
I'm trying to, like, find a way to get on camera. I had to lean real close to Hassan. But, yeah, that's... Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. Last word, Hassan.
Chocolate Jesus.
Amazing. My ass hurts. Thank you, guys.
Nice.
I appreciate it. 888-7753. 773. Let me go to first time call out of New York. Winston, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Winston.
Can you hear me clearly?
I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Winston Michael. First of all, I want to give obedience to Almighty God for allowing me this opportunity to say what I think I feel need to be said on this particular day. What is April Fool's Day, which some historians say it's the actual birthday of Christ. I won't get into that. And some accounts say it was April 17th, but it's still April Fool's Day. But yeah, so what would you like to hear? Can I get into my little talk right away?
No, what did you call about?
Oh, I'm kind of nervous with this. Well, yeah, I listened to your program. Very entertaining. At least a lot of you in it.
Winston, hold on, but don't hang up.
Winston,
hold up. Don't hang up. Your phone is weird. You're going in and out, clicking off and on. I have Sean to check out. Do not hang up. I'll come back to you. Johnny is a first-time call out of Pennsylvania. Johnny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Peterson.
You can call me Jesse.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, yes. I'm calling because I caught your one interview there on Fox News where you were talking about how blacks are assaulting whites and how it's, you know, it's within the youth, and you were very concerned about that. But it was what you said when it ended where you kind of put it on the white people by saying it's going to get worse if you don't start saying no. And that caught my attention because I've noticed that on the internet in my whole mission in life, by the way, is solving problems. And to see so many black people now, podcasters, young black podcasters, speaking as you do, because I think all of us, I'm not black, by the way. My birth certificate says I'm Asian, white,
but that's
Asian,
not really,
Caucasian.
That's not really who you are?
No, I'm not black in ethnicity, but...
But you say your birth certificate say you're Asian, but you sound like you're not really Asian. Are you white?
I'm half. Asian, Caucasian.
Okay.
The birth certificate says.
All right.
But it's what that you folks are saying publicly, because the white people are afraid to say it. They fear retribution. They fear being labeled. And so they take it. But yet, within the whole society, it's permeating through the entire Caucasian society. They know it, but they can't say it. I've witnessed it so many. I think we all have witnessed it in our lives where white people will remain silent rather than to say something.
What made white people, when I was growing up, white people did not have fear? I'm sure you find some white people have fear.
Yes, sir. That's
but
right.
For the most part, whites did not have fear. Why did they decide to go toward fear instead of speaking up?
Publicity.
Meaning,
that's what.
Meaning what?
Being, announced in public what they're racist, right? And that's the fear. You know, they don't want to, like, when they say something to me, like insult me in a racist way, I would always say to them, but if I was black, yeah, you wouldn't have said that. And then they shut up. Why? Because it's the truth. So,
but
because
why
I'm not,
are the white Christians afraid? Because everyone knows that anyone who has fear, and I'm not talking about practical fear. You want to look up and down the road before you cross it, look both ways. You don't want to go into a dangerous area. I'm not talking about practical fear. But why do white Christians have fear when they know that fear is evil, fears of the devil, and anyone that has fear is the devil. Why do white Christians have fear if they are born again of God?
Again, it's always being, you know, that attention brought out in public. They personally, you know, even though they have faith in God, when they're not standing next to God, they're standing next to people. And they don't want these people around them to look at them as, you're racist.
But you can't have faith in God and fear. If you have fear, your faith is in the devil.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's why me, I don't have fear.
How did you overcome your fear?
I think my faith in God and believing that those kind of people that are racist in that way and they assault people with race, and not only blacks, any race, yeah? To me, they're the ones that are afraid. That's why they say it. It's like, for them, it's a sword.
You believe that I don't know what you believe, but go ahead. I forgot my question.
Yeah, so that's how I look at people who are racist. They're actually the ones
I know
afraid.
What I want. Do you believe racism exists?
Of course.
Of course.
And everywhere.
What is your everywhere?
Yes.
And what is your proof, your evidence that racism exists, period?
Is how they demeanor other people of different ethnicity. For instance, Japan. People think Japan is such a high society, honor-based and all that kind of stuff. They have their own racism. If you're not Japanese from Japan and you're Japanese from America, they look at you as scum. Yeah, and same thing with, you know, with China. All of these one-race societies like China, Japan, and other countries, yeah?
Right.
If you notice, their violence level is very low. Tucker Carlson did a whole thing in Russia, and he was showing the streets at night. There's no violence because it's basically one-race society, yeah? And so when I look at America and we have racism, it's because we have many races, and that's because we have not yet as a nation, yeah, have that one mindset of we are one race, Americans.
Is it true that Japan want to keep Japan?
Yes.
And
I've been there.
Do you agree with that they should do that?
That's their country. You know, that's why it's hard for outsiders to own a home.
Do you agree that they should do that, though?
For them. Yes.
It's okay that they keep Japan?
Yes, for them.
And so do you agree that they should keep Japan?
Yes.
And do you agree that America should keep America?
Yes.
So we shouldn't let all these different races and foreigners come in either, right?
What the breakdown is that all of these foreigners coming in, and including illegal migrants, right? The mindset.
Illegal aliens.
Yes, illegal aliens. The mindset is not, we're not giving them the mindset of, you can come to America, but you have to think this way.
But do you agree that we should keep them out in the same way Japan does?
Yes.
Mace,
I do. They're not set, been trained to think our way.
Not because of that reason, but because we should keep America American. And we can let people come through the front door to visit sometime, but don't let them come here to live, and don't let them be a part of our government.
We're seeing the destruction every day.
Yeah.
And not all of them, right? We all know that. But that's not the point of some people say, but only 80%, 20%. That percentage doesn't mean anything when you're raping young children, okay? That's my whole argument with that, where they say, yeah, but Johnny, 80% of these people, yeah, are good people.
No, they're not. None of them are good.
I said, not. It's not the 80%. It's the victims.
But none of them are good, Johnny.
Well,
there's not one good illegal crossing to our border. Not one.
Yeah, and there's so much truth to that. But are we not as evil by giving them free money, free phones, free everything? Free hotel rooms and 5-star hotels, 4-star hotels.
Johnny, let me do this.
Are we not part of that evil?
Let me do this because, yeah, and you're right about that, but let me do this because of time. Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir.
So why do you believe racism exists?
Because it's used as a weapon against others.
God said that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and wickedness in high places. It's not physical, it's spiritual, good versus evil, right? And the children of the lie made up the word racism in order to cover up the evil in themselves. So it's not racism. Racism doesn't exist. Sexism doesn't exist. Homophobiaism doesn't exist. Allahuabaism doesn't exist. White supremacy does not exist. Antisemitism does not exist. There be dadism does not exist. Is either right or wrong? And Christians who are born again of God have no business falling for the lie that racism exists. Evil people treat evil people with evil.
Yes. And when you put it the way that you just said, that totally makes sense. All of these names and descriptions, yeah, all boils down to evil against good.
So the children of God have to stop speaking and thinking the way the children of Satan speak and think. We can't go along with this false lie that is racism, because if everybody is saying that it's racism, where would it be pointed out that it's evil and it has nothing to do with isms? How would the people know if no one said it?
You know, the main reason I wanted to talk to you, Jesse, was because your whole demeanor, your whole mission, is about finding peace. And I'm calling you because I have a platform,
Let me ask you this. Are you going to start telling people that there's no such thing as racism?
No.
You're
what
not?
I want to tell people.
Hold on a minute. Johnny, give my producer your information. I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
April Fool's Day. April Fool's. Today is April Fool's Day. According to Commie Nonsense Network, they would know. Every day is April Fool's Day, right? So keep your eyes peeled for possible hoaxes and pranks. The exact origins of the traditions are unclear. Some historians believe that the practical jokes date back to the 1500s, maybe inspired by the Canterbury Tales from 1392. Who knows? This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Shout out to the females. April 1st, A.D. 2024. The rent's due, or the mortgage. You have 10 days or something like that. $20 minimum wage. Speaking of foolishness, Commie Nonsense Network. No, the far left female run outlet, The Skim, reports some people are getting a paycheck bump artificially in California, here in Cali. Starting today, most of the state's fast food workers will earn at least $20 an hour. Earn, used very loosely here, right? As a new law takes effect. The measure applies to fast food chains with at least 60 locations nationwide, like McDonald's and Chipotle. Pay for fast food workers has been stagnant, supposedly, for decades, but has quickly been rising since the scamdemic, according to one study. Now, the pay rate in California is the highest minimum wage across the restaurant industry in the United States. The new law is considered a W, as in woozer. For the more than half a million fast food so-called workers in the state of California. Critics warn the added cost for employers could lead to layoffs, already is happening, and higher prices for consumers. That means their cost of living is going up. Now eyes are on employment levels, as some experts note that raising minimum wage doesn't lead to job losses. What? So they claim. What a mess. BB haters, beat it! The far-left female-run outlet The Skim reports there are protests in Israel against their greatest prime minister. Over the weekend, tens of thousands of Israelis gathered across Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, calling for an early election to oust PM Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu and for the government to secure the release of hostages still held by Hamas. Yesterday's demonstrations, one of the largest domestic protests against Netanyahu's government since the beginning of the Israel-Hamas war. Israelis have largely been, quote-unquote, united, so they claim, without evidence, following the deadly October 7th attacks. But 6 months later, wow, it's been 6 months, according to them, their political divisions are back on the center stage as Bibi Netanyahu faces growing internal and international pressure for a ceasefire in Gaza. The protests in Israel are expected to continue for several days and coincide with Egyptian media reports of renewed ceasefire negotiations in Cairo. The evil Pope wants a ceasefire, too. Pope Francis, is he even Catholic or a Christian? He called for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in his Easter message, according to Commie Nonsense Network CNN, condemning war as an absurdity. He's absurd. The Pope also used his address to insist that access, communist buzzword, to humanitarian aid be ensured to Gaza. And authorities ensure that the prompt release of the hostages. The 87-year-old pontiff, that's another word for Pope, I guess, has been forced to limit his appearances at recent events due to poor health, but surprised many onlookers at the Vatican when he delivered Urbi et Orbi, Orbi, in full and appeared in good spirits. Maybe he was drugged up like Biden does. No, I don't know. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, Israel's military said that they've withdrawn from the Al-Shifa hospital following a 14-day siege. Officials in the region told Commie Nonsense in the sprawling complex, Gaza's largest medical facility had been destroyed. There is an NYC store where migrants, meaning illegals, I guess, can shop for free. It's called the Little Shop of Kindness, and CNN is promoting it, a boutique that offers free social services, legal advice, and clothing for the illegals in New York City. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.